This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Why in the world you would want me to spend $400 on a pair of sunglasses?
Yeah.
What could you possibly do? They're not even comfortable.
Yeah. And the money. And yeah, they're awesome. We carry Tifosi too, and they're pretty nice. They have like spring-loaded hinges, so a couple little things that are nice on those. And they have some new updates on their glasses too. So yeah, sunglasses.
All right. FleetFeetDecaturIL.com. We'll be back.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
A second day of testimony at the first Trump trial. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, but his lawyer, Will Scharf, insists to Fox.
This is a show trial. President Trump did absolutely nothing wrong, and we firmly believe that the evidence is going to bear that out in court in the coming weeks.
The former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker will take the witness stand again, testifying about paying for and killing negative Trump stories before the 2016 election. The former president is charged with falsifying records and payments to keep one alleged affair quiet, but Fox's Eric Shaw reports from outside the New York courts.
Before we hear testimony resuming in the trial today, there will be that hearing held on the 10 violations that District Attorney Alvin Bragg's office says Trump violated by attacking witnesses and court staff. The former president could be fined $1,000 for each one, and the penalty could be up to 1 month in jail. Though no one seriously thinks the judge will lock him up.
As anti-Israel protests continue at college campuses from California to Michigan to New York, President Biden says,
I condemn anti-Semitic protests. That's why I've set up a program to deal with that. I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians.
At NYU, demonstrators chanted shame as police arrested dozens in New York City. Fox's Alexis McAdams is at Columbia, where students fearing for their safety are being allowed to take classes remotely.
As those protests continue, and there's more tents set up here right behind me on this campus, there are very powerful alumni, like the owner of the New England Patriots, Bob Kraft, who say they're going to pull their money out of this university.
We can't have this intimidation that's filtering through all these colleges and the hate.
The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help finding whoever shot and wounded a deputy who was sitting on a motorcycle yesterday afternoon. He is stable now. Police in Chicago are looking for a cop killer, releasing surveillance video of a person of interest in Sunday's shooting that left a police officer dead. America's listening to Fox News.
All right, who's there for heroes or their families left behind when a service member or a first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless vets? I'll tell you who. It's the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month. Just go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, number 2, letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. Are you still on the fence about owning gold? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. The Oxford Gold Group are the pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD.
Well, former President Trump gets ready to go back to court in New York for his first criminal trial. There's an update in another indictment, the classified documents criminal case. Grand jury testimony has been released.
The documents show that according to the testimony, a Trump associate told the FBI that the former president was warned to return records to the National Archives. They also indicate the associate approached the former president at Mar-a-Lago, telling him to let them come here and get everything and to not give them a noble reason to indict you because they will. The summary of the associate's interview with the FBI was among 400 pages of investigative records that were unsealed by the judge overseeing the case. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
The Supreme Court will hear a hearing, will hold a hearing Thursday in another Trump case, considering the former president's claim that he should be immune from prosecution for acts taken while he was in office, a challenge that's delayed the Trump trial in the federal case related to his attempts to overturn the 2020 election. Today, the Supreme Court considers two cases. One was brewed up by Starbucks.
A non-citizen's immigration claim will be before the Supreme Court. The man involved has been in Mexico separate from his wife for 9 years, but was denied a visa due to having tattoos that caused suspicion that he was affiliated with the MS-13 gang, which he denies. The court will also hear arguments over claims Starbucks illegally fired pro-union workers. Union reps claim the company interfered with workers in Memphis who tried to unionize. The case could prove as a test for how the conservative-leaning court rules on labor and union-related issues. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising the day after big gains. In the NBA playoffs last night, Denver beat the LA Lakers on a last-second shot. The Nuggets take a 2-0 series lead. New York rallied past Philadelphia. Cleveland topped Orlando. So the Knicks and the Cavaliers are also up 2-0 in their series. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
We are Lions International, the world's largest service organization. We are volunteers committed to strengthening our communities and supporting those in need, one act of kindness at a time. For more than a century, Lions have been serving a world in need, right here in our community and around the world. Lions International makes the impossible possible. This is your invitation to join us, because the only thing missing from our mission to make a difference is you. Visit lionsclubs.org to find a local Lions club near you.
Coach House Garages, designed to fit your life, budget, and dreams. Built on generations of Amish craftsmanship with the best warranty in the industry, where service is more than a promise, it's a guarantee. Their custom-built buildings have been turned into all kinds of spaces, from garden sheds and pool houses to workshops and guest houses. The possibilities are endless. You can count on Coach House to listen to your needs and create the perfect building to fit your vision. For more information, visit CoachHouseGarages.com.
A little cloudy this morning.
Yeah, we've got some showers and possible thunderstorms today, a high of 58. Tonight, a chance of rain continues, mostly cloudy, then clear, low of 43. For Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high of 58. And Thursday, sunny with a high near 66. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 51 degrees. Your WSOI time is 7:06.
Good morning and welcome to the 7 o'clock hour of Byers and Company. We'll check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports, give you a preview of tonight's Pharmacy Facts with Friends. Got a lot to get into here today. We're only 1 hour in, two to go. Company starts now.
Byers and Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a cloudy Tuesday morning, ready to rock and roll. A lot going on around the world for sure. Did you see the Netflix live roast of Tom Brady that's coming?
No. It's going to be awkward. He's awkward anyway.
Is he?
Yeah.
Does that make it awkward or does that make it fun?
It could. He's pretty fun guy, so I think it'll be good. Unless they get people. I hate modern roasts where they just pick randoms so there's no.
Hasn't that always been the case? Go back to like Dean Martin.
Yeah, but
and
Dean
it was
Martin's
random.
Like super famous.
Well, so was Tom Brady. No, I think Kevin Hart's hosting.
No, I'm saying the roasters.
Like, yeah.
I like when there's a connection and they have a little thing that they can do. But when you get a complete stranger that's a D-list comedian.
Well, okay, maybe. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
But they've got – I know Kevin Hart and Jeff Ross are taking place.
He was that guy for a while.
No.
Now he's a roast master.
Yeah, he's great at it.
He wasn't in the early days.
And a pile of mystery guests is how they're describing it. This is going to be another live kind of sporting event that's not really a sporting event. And it's going to take place Sunday, May 5th at 8 p.m. Eastern, so 7 here on Netflix.
If I remember, I'll check that out.
There was a 30-second trailer released yesterday with Kevin Hart. And yeah.
I've seen Kevin Hart live multiple times. I watch him on TV. I watch him in the movies. I find him unbelievably hilarious.
I find him really likable, but I'm not a fan of his stand-up.
Oh, that's interesting.
I mean, I like him. Yeah. I just, his stand up isn't my thing for whatever reason. And I think he's funny, but I'm never going to watch the movies. Like, I mean, the formulaic stuff that they just churn out. And I'm sure it entertains millions of people.
Yeah.
Just not my thing, but I don't dislike him.
Yeah, I find him real likable. I saw him at Milliken.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that. The greatest roast of all time. Tom Brady will be live on Netflix on May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart with an all-star lineup of surprise roasters. No Brady rule, no pads, no mercy.
No Brady rule. I like that. Yeah, that's good.
He is awkward, though.
Yeah, he's real awkward. He's funny. I think he's going to do well in the broadcasting booth.
Do you really?
Yeah, because he knows that sport so well. And he's a good talker when it's like a controlled sort of environment. So, yeah, I think he'll do fine. I'm looking forward to it, actually.
Well, if you look at the 30-second spot, it's pretty funny.
Okay.
Because they always play against his, like, kind of choir boy image mm-hmm. with the language and everything else. So I will tune in. It might be cringy. Roasts are a tough thing. I mean, it is almost impossible. I've participated in a couple of those in my life locally here, generally as fundraisers or something. And one night I was roasted, and then the other night it was, I believe, Senator Frank Watson. And it's like, here's the problem when you do this thing on a local level.
Oh, yeah. I would want no part of any of that.
Why?
Because I think the stakes are way too high. There's not enough facade to just lay in there. I think that it cuts way too hard. And I think the comedy isn't written in a way that you're like, ah, that was pretty harsh, but it was a very clever joke.
Yeah.
I think it falls flat and it's just like, you're stupid. It's like, where's some delivery? Where's some nuance? I think there's just too much danger.
Yeah, well, maybe.
Locally.
Yeah, this would have been for Junior Achievement when it still existed.
For kids.
Well, for an organization that supports kids. And I remember the first one going, well, look, I'll do this if you do an actual real roast.
Right.
Meaning this isn't for kids and it should be tough.
Okay.
I mean, it should be hard.
Right.
It should be, you know.
Yeah.
It, I grew up with this, you know.
But they're comedians and they know how to do that. Just letting people walk up and then at the end going, I'm just kidding.
I know. But my only point was that this has got to be kind of an R-rated night.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
for sure
that. You're going to, like, you know, throw some haymakers and have some fun.
Yeah, for sure that.
And so then there's always people that are offended.
Oh, yeah. One time, one of my most offensive comics that I loved, and he passed away, Patrice O'Neill. I think it might have been Charlie Sheen's roast. And somebody said something so mean that it offended him during the roast.
Yeah.
And it's like sometimes it just goes way too far.
But that's still almost okay with me because that's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, if everyone goes in not taking anything too seriously, including themselves, mm-hmm. you can have a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I love roasts.
Yeah, I did too, and I'll never do another one again.
Why not?
Just because someone's always got it.
Oh, the baggage after the fact?
Yes.
Okay.
Just
the hang-ups.
People.
And the,
yeah. People who evidently have never seen a roast.
Yeah.
Oh, you were on bad behavior. It's a roast. It's like, I don't know how else to explain this to you.
Right. Yeah. They're here to get cooked and then charred for the whole time.
Yeah.
And then at the end, all jokes aside, you're a great guy. I love those fake little.
I know. Well, anyway, May 5th on a Sunday night at 7 o'clock. And it's going to be live. So that to me is intriguing.
I think Tom Brady also is a good person to be roasted because I think he has a sense of humor. And I think he also doesn't like to take crap. And so he might get ruffled at times. He might laugh at times. He might laugh at himself getting ruffled. I think he's a great target for this. I think it'll be good.
Yeah.
The more I think about it. And Kevin Hart's pretty savage. And if he's the Diet Coke on top, when they bring in some heavy hitters beyond, like Amendola's probably going to come in or Edelman and probably just savagely tear him up. And then some comedians. I think it'd be good.
I think he'd Belichick there.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, he comes in like Darth Vader material.
Because you know he's wanting to do this because of this whole Dynasty show and everything else, right?
What if he just came out and go, you know, all those rings are because of me, mic drop, and walks off?
That would be funny.
It would be hilarious.
And it would probably be good for him.
It would be.
He's not capable. He's like these umpires. He's just not capable of not doubling down, which would mean I'm not going anywhere near that.
Man.
Past is the past.
Oh, that would be a get. The internet would explode.
I mean, even on video or something.
Something. Oh, that's hilarious. Good call on that.
It seems the obvious one to me.
It's so obvious that it's like, oh, that'll never, it's so obvious it would never happen. But if they hooked it, oh my goodness.
All right. This has the potential for just really awkward. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah. He's goofy. He's goofy. His dancing, him on the bus, him getting drunk. I mean, everything he does outside of the football is weird.
He does these Hertz commercials.
Yep.
That are, you know, because, you know, I love Hertz, which was like the whole play on the divorce thing. Yeah. And he's awkward enough in them that it works.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And then it's the whole Tom Cruise jumping on the couch thing. And, you know, and then he's old guy. So he's asking if he can phone a friend or, you know, the whatever the thing was from the Regis game show.
Yep. Lifeline. Yep.
Yeah. And the lady in the commercial is brilliant because she makes all of it work.
Right.
So it's awkward enough, yet it kind of does all the things you just described about him and his personality.
Yeah.
Awesome. I don't know. I'm intrigued, but I'm kind of, I feel stuff for people.
Yeah. I like him a lot.
I do too. I mean, I'm not, none of this is a criticism. It feels like it could be really funny. Or incredibly cringy. And maybe all at the same time.
I think that's likely.
Yeah.
I think that's absolutely likely.
Well, May 5th. So it's
okay.
Right around the corner. And I like the idea that they're just going to go live. Because that gives you the sense that anything could happen.
Right. And I want to see that squirm in real time. I don't want the cutaway. Let me see it.
Yep. Now, I don't know. The last live event that Netflix did was that golf thing.
I had fun with that.
Did you?
Yeah. We watched the whole thing.
It went off the rails. I mean, it was.
Yes.
It had the potential.
Mm-hmm. I had fun with what it was trying to do. That was the first go and you could tell.
It was really, most of the night was just awkward, meaning like the whole guest coming in and it was weird. I mean, I know why they had Joel on, you know, because he was a big part of season one of the golf show. There were all kinds of technical difficulties. The payoff at the end was, you know, yes, I will say we'll see if they can do it better. And it wasn't awful the whole time, but for a company as big as Netflix in the world's maybe biggest city, race of the United States of America and the billions of dollars involved in all of that, it felt amateurish.
Exactly right. If you told me right after I walked out, now pay what you think it was worth, suggested ticket price of $50, I'd say no, I would probably have dropped them $12.50 or $15.
Yeah.
Like, hey, it was good enough, but it wasn't a real production.
And just, it wasn't level. It wasn't.
It was a preseason game.
It didn't live up to the stage it was on.
Correct.
In my opinion.
Yeah, I agree with that. But I'd give it a C because it was just goofy.
You got Kevin Hart. You got Tom Brady. Well, I guess we'll know the rest. It seems like you've got a premise there.
Yeah, they're going to be sitting on a stage or whatever. It's going to be hard to make technical, like you're not doing jump camera cuts right. and stuff like that and
right.
going live on remote. It should be pretty much in the pocket of something.
That's exactly right. By the way, yesterday, I think the Capitol was evacuated for the third time in 2 weeks.
In Washington?
No, in Springfield. Where the Secretary of State said the state capitol building has been evacuated after a threatening 911 call triggered our alert system at 12:55 p.m. We will provide more information as it becomes available. And then it was cleared by Capitol Police. And you know, this going back to our other conversation about these protests, there is one thing, you know, activism and, you know, whether it's in my DNA or not, people's right to sort of protest or air their grievance or be mad about things. But we seem to be just blurring a line, like we can't tell anymore what's acceptable as far as I'm so mad at the world and I'm going to do whatever. That like three times in 2 weeks, I can tell you there have been years and years where I've not recalled a story of the Capitol being evacuated.
Sure.
But this behavior is increasing. Not by everyone, but by some. Like that it's not enough just to be upset about this piece of legislation or I don't like the way somebody voted on something, to now go that step further of threatening or causing, you know. And I don't – maybe it's always been there. I mean, but it just seems like there's more of it today.
And it will – almost everything seems that way because we hear more of it repeated over and over.
Maybe, but it's, we're hearing more because it's happening more. I'm telling you, evacuating the Capitol isn't something that for a long time was a thing. Libraries have been all over the state of Illinois. Libraries have been targeted with this, you know, 911, you know, threats. Libraries. When's the last time you saw a story about a library being evacuated? I mean, before all of this stuff in the political world about libraries and banning books.
This conversation, I think, might be the first. I don't even remember seeing that in the news. So, I mean, that doesn't mean it didn't exist. I'm saying
in the last 6 months, there's been a coordinated attack. There was one day where 11 different libraries in the state of Illinois were evacuated. That isn't coincidence.
No, of course not. It was probably from the same spot, probably robo-dialing or a group of friends, or not friends, but
a network of some kind. But this is the third time in 2 weeks that the state capitol has been evacuated during this session when people are there. Now, thankfully, it's just threats, you know, and there's nothing, you know, there to, you know, to have to take care of physically. But it is such, I mean, to me, that's like impeding people from, you know, we elect these people to go do their job for us. Whether we like what decisions they make or not, it's up to the voters. And when you keep emptying these buildings out and keeping them from doing their jobs, this is more than just kind of crank calls from the 1970s about Sir Walter Raleigh in a bottle.
Yeah, you're absolutely keeping them from doing their work.
And it also, it seems like we're more cavalier about it. Like, I'm trying to put my finger on this, and I'm not doing a good job of explaining it. The threat level, or taking it from I'm mad to I'm going to do something about it, seems to be that jumping off point is arrived at easier today than it used to be for a lot of people. People don't even, I mean, people just, the threats that go out. I mean, it's unbelievable to me. It used to be the odd, rare thing. Now it seems to be all over the place. It's how these universities end up with these problems. I mean, literally, it starts out with a dozen students, you know, who are upset about something. And the next thing you know, you've got professional, you know, people who are in the grievance business of, you know, just coming in and encamping. And the next thing you know, you've shut down the entire university and everybody has to go to virtual learning because it's not safe. It's like you've got people who are legitimately mad about something. And then all these people that glom onto that are almost like professional structure of how do we bring this to a whole different level?
It's just easier to organize. But I mean, the behavior, I don't find to be any more unique.
Picking up a phone and calling 911 and making a threat does not require any organization at all.
Right, and that's been going on since phones have been...
Okay, this is the first time in 28 years I recall anything remotely close to evacuating the Capitol three times in under 2 weeks for these kind of threats. Never have I ever encountered that.
Maybe in Springfield, Illinois.
That's where we live, Nick. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. It's our capital. I've been doing this for a very long time. I don't ever recall literally having to evacuate the Capitol three times in 2 weeks. Our behavior as people is getting worse.
I got to say, I can't agree with that.
What would you be your comeback because
I literally grew up learning in school about burning crosses in yards, fire hoses on people, a separate bathroom, separate drinking stations.
So we're not as bad as we were.
Assassinated world leaders. I mean, if you're saying it's as bad as it has been, then I'm saying that is, I don't feel that's correct.
Okay. First of all, I can't go back to burning crosses because I'm not old enough. I can't go back to some of these things, but you're saying that is the benchmark is we're going to hold people.
You said we are getting worse and the benchmark is that worse.
I'm talking about this kind of thing. I'm not talking about being a member of the Klan. I assume when we start a conversation about modern life today, when we talk about how we behave as people, that our benchmark isn't the Klan. I'm assuming we've gotten way past that most people in life and that isn't where the starting point is.
If you're being so specific that our behavior of collectively calling and canceling the state building, then yes, I guess we are worse as society. But
that's the topic of conversation. That is literally what I brought up.
And then you literally said
that our behavior is getting worse.
I showed you it is not.
Okay, well.
It's not, Brian.
Okay. Everyday normal people, mm-hmm. not people who started out with wanting to kill black people because they were black.
And you think normal people are calling and trying to shut down the government?
If you clearly were not watching during COVID or January 6th or.
I was asleep for two years.
What were they doing?
Who?
The people that they have arrested and put in jail that were insurance agents and politicians and the hundreds of people who attacked the Capitol on mm-hmm. January 6th, you think that was like just normal behavior?
No, I do not.
And you think that didn't happen because of this collective social media and disinformation and fake news and the people getting sucked into all of this stuff and just bad, bad personal behavior?
Yeah, I 100% agree.
We've had elections that people have been disappointed with one side or the other mm-hmm. forever.
Mm-hmm.
That's unprecedented.
Yes, that January 6th was unprecedented.
And this is the same kind of thing in the same vein of people like making bomb threats or people's lives in danger, literally shutting down the Capitol three times in the last 2 weeks. That is not ordinary.
No. It's not ordinary, nor is it new.
I think when you have the ability to not just be upset about this piece of legislation or this vote, and we now far too many times people are taking it to a whole other level of it something's got to be done about it. And not done like in, oh, vote for another candidate or support somebody else, but we're going to make threats. We have made that the norm in this country. Collectively.
Man, I still think that the threats is not the norm. I think it is more frequent in what you're regarding. I think you are seeing more of it. But I don't think the average, I mean, I'm looking out the windows all across Decatur right now, and I'm not seeing that be the norm right now. And
I'm not saying I never said everyone. I never said it was even the majority. I just said there's more and more of it. We're grown adults, people that you know, people that are behaving in a way that is out of the ordinary. And it was COVID. It was Trump. I mean, we're sitting here, everybody in the media parked outside a trial in New York. It's the first time a president of the United States has ever been in a criminal trial
mm-hmm.
in our history.
Mm-hmm.
And you got half the country that thinks it's rigged, that it literally is election interference.
Yeah.
That's not normal. We're coming up on the break. Topper will be with us here in about a few minutes anyway, and then a little later today, Dale Coley will be. I'm just telling grown-ups to quit acting like idiots.
I'm with you on that.
Okay.
We can get on board with, stop being dumb.
But I don't know why we have to, you know, bad behavior is bad behavior. Whatever you want to compare it to, whatever you want to go back in time and compare it to, it's bad behavior. What's going on these college campuses isn't honest protest. It's literally students in Columbia are doing virtual learning because it's not safe for them to be on the campus today. Tell me how that is good for Columbia University and the parents that spend that kind of money to send them there.
I mean, I'm not going to tell you that's good.
I don't know how you could.
Right.
So why are you letting bad actors do this? Why? Because it's become a political football, and we can't even agree on bad behavior anymore. We can't even point at something and go, that shouldn't be acceptable. Because we're all convinced on our ideology or our side or whatever that anything is acceptable if the cause is righteous. Blue can't call out bad blue. Red can't call out bad red. We're just living in times that are unbelievable to me. We'll take a break for news. Back with more right after this.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now. Don't forget, on Saturday, Ancient Athletics is hosting the third annual D-Town Throwdown Highland Games. The games will be at the Decatur Conference Center and Hotel, featuring competitions dating back to at least the 11th century. Events include the stone put, similar to the modern shot put, caper toss, Scottish hammer throw, weight over bar, and more. There will also be Celtic dancers and pipes and drums. It's all free and open to the public. Warrensburg Latham second graders celebrated Earth Day by continuing a garden project thanks to a grant from ADM. The project began last year to show students how plants start as seeds and grow into flowers. ADM provided a $950 grant to help with purchasing additional dirt, planters, and flowers for this year. 75 second graders planted their garden with the seedlings they raised themselves in class. For more stories, podcasts, and videos, visit our website, nowdecatur.com.
News, I'm CJ Pappas. Some housekeeping up first. At the trial of Donald Trump, who's the first ever former president turned defendant in a criminal trial, is Mr. Trump talking too much?
Judge will hear arguments from prosecutors who say former President Trump violated his gag order. Now, the gag order prohibits Trump from talking about witnesses and jurors involved in the hush money case, but the DA's office says Trump violated the gag order 10 times.
Fox's Brooke Singman this morning begins at 9:30 a.m. Eastern. The campuses, Yale, NYU, Columbia, Harvard, UC Berkeley, other institutions around the country, the flashpoints of anti-Israel protests. Harvard closes Harvard Yard until Friday. Columbia switches to hybrid learning until the end of the spring semester. Rice University in Houston setting up a liberation zone today. And their event schedule at Tufts, MIT, Emerson College in Massachusetts today as well. America's listening to Fox News.
Off this season at Red Tail Run and Hickory Point Golf Courses, offering championship-style courses for all levels, from seasoned pros to beginners. These courses provide the perfect setting for an enjoyable round of golf. Enjoy special programs like Ladies Only Golf Clinic, junior golf camps, and golf outings. And don't miss the clubhouse for top brands like Lululemon, Titleist, FootJoy, Oakley, and Callaway. Whether you need new apparel or equipment, the clubhouse has you covered. Book your tee time at golfdecatur.org today.
For 24 years, the Community Foundation of Macon County has connected the philanthropic goals of donors with community needs. This is Chris Lutt, Foundation Board Chair, and I'm honored to share that we have a new name, the Heart of Illinois Community Foundation. We've grown to over 400 funds established by individuals, families, businesses, agencies, and organizations to benefit a variety of community causes. Because of donor generosity, we've surpassed $50 million in awarded grants and scholarships, and in addition to serving Macon County, we've now grown to serve neighboring counties Piatt and Moultrie in the heart of central Illinois. We're creating a better future through philanthropy that allows all to live, learn, work, and thrive. If you are interested in learning how you can work with the Heart of Illinois Community Foundation, call today at 217-429-3000 or visit our website at heartofillinois.org.
Cloudy morning with some rain ahead. Here is Nick with your three-day forecast.
Today, showers and possible thunderstorms, high of 58. Tonight, slight chance of rain, mostly cloudy, then clear, low of 43. For Wednesday, mostly sunny, high of 58. Thursday, sunny with a high near 66. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 52 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:33.
Tupper on Sports on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Each and every weekday morning, we check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. Let's start with the baseball, and the St. Louis Cardinals finally get a win.
They did get a win last night, and you know, two guys who have really been thrashing around at the plate hit home runs. Paul Goldschmidt hit a home run last night, and then Nolan Gorman hit a walk-off home run to win the game. That ended an 0-for-19 slump for him. Now, is this a breakout game? I don't know. It isn't like they had 23 hits last night. They had seven, and they beat a team with essentially the same record that they have. But you got to start somewhere, and they will play Arizona again tonight at 6:45. You can listen to the game here on WSOY. The Cubs were off yesterday. They open a series with Houston tonight at 6:40. Jordan Wicks pitching. But the thing I really wanted to talk about a little bit is the White Sox. It is difficult to describe just how miserable this team is. Even the most ardent Sox fans, and there are some here in Central Illinois, will tell you this team is completely unwatchable. Here's what they've done this season. They started the year with four straight losses. Then they won one game. Then they lost five in a row. Then they won one game. Then they lost six in a row. Then they won one game, and they have currently lost four more in a row. They were shut out 7-0 last night. That's the eighth time this season that they've been shut out. There is a national story on the ESPN website today asking, and this will be the theme of the season, can the White Sox lose 120 games? This is the worst start in franchise history. The 62 Mets, this was when there was 160 games instead of 162 that there is now. The 62 Mets went 40-120. They did not get shut out seven times all season in that miserable year. The White Sox have been shut out six times and we're still in April. Team batting average, I think, is 190. And their manager, Pedro Grifol, if you listen to him, and that's really a mind game experience too, because he can't explain anything. They're really, really epically, historically bad. And that's what I'm going to watch and see. You kind of got to root for them to lose 120. They're not going to do anything positive. Maybe they can do something epically bad. But they're really a rough watch, no doubt about it.
All right, we'll do a little Illini basketball on the other side of the break. This look at Tupper on Sports brought to you by our good friends at First National Bank, community banking the way it used to be.
Hello, my name is Matt Beavers, President and CEO of First National Bank. I wanted to personally thank our customers for trusting FNB to be their bank of choice in Decatur. In our 4 years here, we've been fortunate to work with individuals and businesses alike on projects big and small. We're proud of our financial products and the quality of service our team provides. We're truly a local bank who stays involved throughout the project and who you can come see in person at either of our Decatur locations. Thank you on behalf of our team at First National Bank of Decatur.
First National Bank, the quality bank. Member FDIC, FNBquality.bank.
We're back here with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, Illini basketball.
Seems like every time I talk about this, it's I talk about the madness of it, the roster churn, the transfer portal. Luke Goody yesterday became the latest to enter the transfer portal. Hey, fans like Luke Goody. I like Luke Goody. But he sees what's happening, and he wants to have a significant role. And probably with the roster churn that they've had going on here, maybe saw himself as a starter, and now maybe he sees his role slipping. He's a good stationary three-point shooter, and I mention that because he's not a guy that can hit a shot off the dribble, and that's important. But he has improved as a rebounder and a defender, and he's a guy who's already has his degree, and so he may just choose to, you know, they've made it so easy to transfer. You can. So maybe he sees an opportunity to go somewhere else and do that. That leaves only three players remaining from a team that won 29 games, won the Big Ten tournament, and reached the Elite Eight. And that would be Dre Gibbs-Lawhorn, Ty Rogers, and Nico Moretti. And I'm not sure we're done seeing players leaving. Every time you add a player through the portal, it could impact the way someone views their role next season. The big news, of course, yesterday, Orlando Antigua joining Brad Underwood's coaching staff. Brad and Orlando will meet with the media today at 10 in the morning. and they'll talk about what's going on. They won't be mentioning names of players, but I think a lot of people are waiting to see if Orlando can get David Jones from Memphis. He is a really, really good player. Orlando knows him. I believe he's from the Dominican Republic, which is where Orlando's from. And Tim Anderson on the Illini staff successfully recruited him to DePaul the first time around. So there's a whole lot of history here. This is a guy that averaged 21.8 points and 7.6 rebounds for Memphis last season. He's a really, really good player. There's another really good player, a five-star recruit, Boogie Fland, who committed to Kentucky and Orlando when he was at Kentucky. He has decommitted. He's an outstanding playmaker, 6'3", guard. So, you know, there's a lot going on there, a lot of other players, because Orlando's in on everybody. So we're going to have to watch and see. You've got to hold a roster spot for Marcus Damask. And what about Coleman Hawkins? Coleman Hawkins said he was done, but now things have changed a little bit. And maybe he comes back. I don't know. That's just speculation. I still think that's a long shot at best. But there's a dynamic changed here. So Brad and his staff are going to have no easy task figuring out who does what, who does it best when they're playing with whom, what the rotations might look like. And so we've got a bunch to go here. And over the next 2 weeks, maybe even into June, we'll see what other players might come aboard. And then this roster, I think, will unfold in real time, changing, evolving from November to December all the way into the tournament. So interesting, exciting, uncomfortable, but fascinating to me to watch this all happen with Orlando Antigua joining.
All right. Always great stuff, Mark. We appreciate it. We'll check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. I have no idea what all that's going to end up looking like.
They're pretty good at the portal anyway, and now they got the top recruiter in the United States.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's plenty of reason to be optimistic.
He's taken two or three of the number one overall picks in the NBA draft and turned them into world-class players. All right. This is exciting.
Before we go to the break, just a couple of quick things, because I was not doing a good job of doing this myself. The U.S. Marshals director, who this month, they are the head of the court system, security for judges and people in courts in America. It runs through the U.S. Marshals Service. Not here locally, it would be the county, but for like when they're in federal court in New York or you're watching this stuff, the U.S. Marshals Service is in charge of protecting those people. And the head of the U.S. Marshals Services, the director, Ronald Davis, told a House Judiciary Subcommittee this month that I'm deeply concerned with the alarming increase in threats against our judiciary, the violent nature of those threats. And in the past 3 years, the number of threats against federal judges have more than doubled in the last 3 years. This is what I'm talking about. Historically, can you go back and find times? Maybe. But when I look at the new CBS News poll of January 6th, of where Republicans were when it happened and where they are now, it's mind-boggling to me. January of 2021, Republicans, 21% of Republicans approved of what happened on January 6th. That number is now 30%. On January 21st, 28% disapproved somewhat. That number is now 38%. And disapproved strongly in January of 2021 was 51%. It's now 32%. That is a staggeringly large amount of people that have just let the seriousness of what happened that day just wane. And I don't know how in the world, when we have eyeballs on something, when we can see it in real time, right? I mean, it's not like somebody else's interpretation of it. You got to watch it unfold with your own two eyes. And how we got to a point as a country where we can't even agree on what we see. Or people who have convinced themselves that they back the police, watching police being beaten. I mean, tell me there's not something there that is out of the ordinary.
That's not normal.
I mean, I can't, And so it's hard for me to put my finger on it, but there is just a different temperature with a lot of people today where we have gone from first base all the way to home on the rhetoric and amping up the rhetoric and the threats, and everything is war now, or some perceived notion of it. And by the way, Marjorie Taylor Greene has been swatted two or three times, you know, at her home. Not just one way on this stuff. I just think everybody needs to take a breath and realize and try to see the big picture of what this country is about and how collectively we are all better off with each other than making everything a line in the sand that is war. And then adults with the ridiculous behavior. Not okay to shut down the Capitol because you're mad about something, so your best way to do it is calling a bomb threat. What world do you live in? So, take a break. We get back. Dale Coley will be in with us. And then a little later today, I'm excited about this because there's some really cool stuff going on. And the Heart of Illinois Community Foundation, they're in everything. Right?
Everything.
Just told you about the ADM, you know, Earth Day thing yesterday. We got a couple of special guests in. One of them is actually a trustee, but also has a very big role in public education and what they're doing along with law enforcement and trying to keep kids safe. We'll tell you all about that coming up. Back after the marquee break. Stay tuned.
At Brinkotter Realtors, we understand that no two clients are the same, and neither are their goals. We believe in getting to know you, your needs, your preferences, and your lifestyle. Why? Because you deserve more than a home. You deserve a place where memories are made, relationships are cherished, and comfort is found. From the moment you step into our world, your dreams become our purpose, and your goals, our mission. Discover the difference at Brinkotter Realtors. Visit us online or call to connect with one of our agents today.
Think identity theft won't happen to you? Think again. There's a new victim every 3 seconds in the U.S., over 15 million this year alone, and many don't even know they're victims. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you could miss even when you monitor your credit. If your identity's stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% their first year with My Name Clay as the promo code at LifeLock.com.
It took more than makeup, costumes, music, and lights to get me on stage. It took the gift of an organ donor.
Nobody said it was easy. It's such a shame for us to part.
Be an organ donor, because life does go on.
Register at lifegoeson.com.
The 2024 St. Teresa High School Mega Raffle is going on now. The fundraiser helps St. Teresa offer a faith-based education to students in our area. Tickets are now on sale, and you can have a chance to win $100,000. Take advantage of special bundles by purchasing multiple tickets, increasing your odds of winning. The final drawing is May 24th. Buy your tickets today for a chance to win $100,000 by calling 875-7950 or online at sttmega.com.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Baby, here I am. I'm a man on the scene. I can give you what you want.
All right, it is Tuesday, and at 5 o'clock, that means Pharmacy Facts with Friends. Dale Coley is in. Yeah, I was just looking at that United Health thing again this morning, and this, I know this impacted so many people, including the pharmacy, but now the, I don't know, you know, the breach of, you know, patient information. I mean, do you have any inside knowledge on that at all, other than what they've released?
Just what they're releasing. They're releasing very, very little.
Let me pull that microphone up just a little bit.
As far as what's going on, very, very little is being very, very quiet about the things. I do know that they paid a ransom to the bad actors, and the other people released some information, and we don't know. According to what we've been told from our PSAO, it didn't affect our information, but it has affected several different organization's information, but they're very, very tight-lipped about what the information is.
Well, I know you guys, I mean, you weren't alone. A lot of hospitals and everyone else really caught in a bad spot during all that through no fault of your own.
Yeah, state of Illinois, it was hit hard as far as the public aid side of things. And then the physician billing aspect of it was really, really messed up. I mean, for 6 or 8 weeks, a lot of the physicians couldn't do any billing at all. And that cash flow really hurts you.
Yeah, well, a particularly small business. It hurts everybody.
Yeah.
All right, what's coming up tonight on the show?
Tonight is our monthly interview with Miranda Rothrock from the Decatur Chamber. She's going to come in with her update and preview the upcoming State of the Community, which is going to be May the 2nd at the Decatur Conference Center and Hotel. The State of the Community provides an opportunity to hear firsthand what lies ahead for Decatur and Macon County. I think the doors open at 7:30 that morning, and the program begins at 8. I think tickets are $25. So she's going to be talking a little bit about that and give us some insight on what direction it might be going for the city.
Well, you know, I would think that we certainly have problems we have to take care of, but there's an awful lot of progress and momentum that is happening. They were out there with the official scissors and the ribbon at a Nova feed. Your daughter was out there.
Yeah, right.
And what an amazing day that was. There's all kinds of excitement.
There's a lot of great stuff going on in Decatur, and seems like every time you turn around, there's another opening of thing going on or another connection going on with either something with ADM or with the TCCI or something going on. It's a very positive. Workforce development is really working hard to make certain that we have a first class group of people to do whatever needs to be done for things coming down the line. So we're excited.
All right. And then there's also a plant sale, farmer's market coming up.
Deanna Keenings from Richland Community College Greenhouse and Small Farm Coordinator will join us to discuss the upcoming spring plant show. And that's always an awesome, awesome program. She'll talk about the farmer's market at the new Michael Andreas Ag Building on campus and talk a little bit about the agribusiness educational opportunities at Richland. So, and she's a dynamic individual, super, super connected and really making a difference in a lot of kids' lives. And that's the most exciting thing about what's going on at Richland.
All right. I always get thrown by the Michael. You know, it was always Mick to me. But that's a great honor for them as well.
Yeah.
It's a great building.
It was a phenomenal building, and they've done a great job of that. I did want to tell you that my daughter Lauren was invited to attend a legislative hearing in Chicago yesterday about the PBMs, the pharmacy benefits managers.
Yes.
And during the hearing, the chairs, Natalie Manley and Thaddeus Jones, decided to continue the great work of Senator Andy Menar, which started in 2019 and really helped local access to pharmacies and helped retain a lot of community pharmacies. Very, very supportive with legislations geared at enforcing regulations that we now have against PBMs. And the PBMs have kind of been ignoring those in Illinois. So it was a great day for pharmacy yesterday.
You know, I'm sure somewhere somebody thought, like a bureaucrat somewhere thought this will be beneficial or more uniform or whatever. And how often does that end up being bad for the end user, which is the patient? Because our lives don't just fit in these boxes that bureaucrats want to draw.
Absolutely. And then you get the PBMs involved in things, and they're just they have taken on a life of their own, and they just push the envelope as much as they can. And they not only have the insurance payers or the people that are getting being insured, they also have the providers like pharmacies and people like this really upset with them. So we're trying to get some of that money out of that middleman's hands and get it where it needs to be, helping the patients with better insurance and helping the providers with a more equitable situation.
All right. Well, keep up the fight and the good work. Are you on tonight?
I am tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, me and Lauren will be here tonight.
Special bonus. You get Dale actually in the studio tonight. Big guy's going to be in.
We're excited, let me tell you.
All right. Well, it sounds like fun. Once again, that community State of the Community breakfast is on May 2nd at the Decatur Conference Center Hotel. You can contact the chamber for tickets, and you can listen up tonight. Miranda will have all the details. Those scissors are always so impressive to me. They've been around, like, for forever.
Yeah. it's a great – great deal. And they make always make a little, have a little monologue about what the scissors mean and
but
how long
tiny.
They've been doing it.
I mean, it looks like when, you know, you see pictures, like you go to the Staley Museum and everybody's my height, you know. It was like they were made for that.
Like a kindergarten scissors.
Yes. Yeah. That's great.
Can't hurt yourself.
Very ornate. All right, Dale, we appreciate it. We'll see you tonight at 5. Here's Nick Smith with your three-day forecast. Back with more right after this.
Today, showers and possible thunderstorms, high of 58. Tonight, 10% chance of showers continuing, mostly cloudy, then clear, low around 43. For Wednesday, mostly sunny, high of 58. Thursday, sunny with a high near 66. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 52 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:54. This look at your weather brought to you by Shaner's Towing. Fast, reliable, 24-hour towing in the Decatur area. Give Shaner a call, 217-875-2200.
When you have car trouble and need a tow, trust Shaner's Towing. Shaner's of Decatur is your best choice for business towing solutions in Central Illinois. Roadside assistance, farming, towing and recovery, auto repairs and tires and more. If you're looking for a fast and reliable partner for all auto and heavy duty needs, just visit shanerstowing.com. Trust Shaner's and save their number, 875-2200. That's 875-2200. When accidents happen, when you need a repair, trust Shaner's Towing.
Tuesdays with Tom, the podcast where real estate meets community. This week, join Tom and special guest Kyle Karsten, the development director of the Salvation Army of Decatur, as they discuss the amazing programs offered by the Salvation Army, discover what's coming up, and the needs within our community. Whether you're familiar with the Salvation Army or new to their mission, this episode is sure to enlighten and inspire. Tune in for an insightful conversation with Tom and Kyle. Don't miss out. Available on NowDecatur.com and all major podcast platforms.
Mega hit alternative legends Marcy Playground are coming into Kirkland Fine Arts Center live Saturday, May 11th at 7:30 p.m.
Poppy.
Marcy Playground has been holding steady on the alternative scene with hits like St. Joe on the School Bus, Poppies, and their instantly recognizable top 10 hit Sex and Candy.
I smell sex and candy here.
Don't miss this incredible band live. Tickets available at KirklandFineArts.com.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. Are you still on the fence about owning gold? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. The Oxford Gold Group are the pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
They don't know I'm alone in the dark, even though.
NASA's back in touch with Voyager 1 after 5 months. Somebody finally picked up the phone on the other end.
Awesome. Love it.
How does that happen? I love the fact that somebody's there every day for 5 months. Hello. Hello.
Got to keep trying.
Yeah. That's incredible. Just now developing as a story. We'll find out what that means. That has to be incredibly surprising to the people who put all the work into, like, getting that thing there to begin with. And, like, all hope was lost.
Right. I mean, man, the science, once you get way out there and all the way down here and all the things in between, it's so unbelievably complicated.
Yeah, it really is. By the way, I wanted to, we had to get to Dale, which was great. But that CBS News YouGov poll I was talking about January 6th and approval. If you take the GOP and you split it into self-identifying MAGA and non-MAGA numbers, it's really interesting to what happens to that math. Right? So this is the question. Actions of those who forced their way into the Capitol on January 6th, do you approve? Do you disapprove somewhat? Do you disapprove strongly? If you break it down to approval, non-MAGA, 22%. MAGA, 43%. Disapprove, Non-MAGA, 79%. And I've been talking about this for years, the last 3 or 4 years of what's happened to the GOP, and you're seeing it play out finally, right? People are getting incredibly vocal, what happened with the House vote over the weekend. And I don't know, maybe there's a page being turned here. Maybe. Maybe people see what's impending. I don't know. We'll take a break. News is next. Stay tuned.
Car, home, mobile device, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now. The Decatur Park District will be hosting a backstage bash at the Devon to support the arts program on May 4th. The event will include a performance from Silver Lake Band, an open bar, dinner, and a live and silent auction. Cocktails begin at 6 with music from 7 to 9. You can purchase tickets at DecaturParks.org. Individuals with dementia and their caregivers can enjoy an afternoon at the movies on Thursday with the first ever dementia-friendly movie matinee at the Lincoln Square Theater. The event was made possible by a dementia-friendly Decatur. The matinee will feature the class.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.